Activewear.
Waiting for the bus in my activewear.
Activewear.
Buying activewear in my activewear.
Such a catchy tune, isn't it? Now, we know the health benefits of regular physical activity are hard to ignore. Everybody benefits, regardless of your age or your sex or ability. However, new research suggests that the context in which you exercise may significantly affect the efficiency of the workout. Let's explore this notion. Dr. Joe Kostrich joins us here this afternoon on Better Living. G'day, Dr. Joe.
G'day, Ed.
What's this research showing? Where's it coming from, for starters?
Yeah, look, this has come out of the United States. They did a study on actually medical students who they regarded as being a group of people who tended to be fairly highly stressed, obviously with exams and pressures.
Mm-hmm.
So this was done at the University of New England. And they divided the group of students into three. There was a group that did group forms of exercise. There was mm-hmm. a second group that just did their own sort of exercise, not in a group. And a third group that were just pretty much left to their own devices, whatever they wanted to do in their own time.
The meanderers.
Yeah, and I mean, some of them might have done some walking or gone to the gym, but there was no program set for
yep.
them. So the first group had a program in a group, the second group had a program, but they did it by themselves. Imagine like just going to the gym and you've been given a workout program
yeah.
and you just do it. And what they found is that the group, that those who did it in a group had better outcomes or had better results in terms of both their physical results, so they improved their fitness level more. But more interestingly, their mental health, because we know that exercise, apart from being good for the body, is good for the mind. And people who exercise regularly can be 40 to 50% less likely to suffer from depression. And people who do suffer from depression who do exercise get significant benefit from it as well. But they found that those who are in the group workouts had 26% lower stress levels. Again, these are students who are facing exams and the pressure of exams. So 26% reduction is, you know, quite significant. And they reported an improved quality of life. Now, necessarily that's subjective, but you sort of think, well, if you feel less stressed, you're going to feel that your quality of life is better. If you're less stressed, you're probably going to be worrying less. You're probably going to be sleeping better. And we know that exercise separately helps people sleep better. So those figures were quite significant.
That's
there was
good.
A 12.6% improvement in overall mental health. Now, that's a difficult one to measure, so I'm not quite sure how much one can read into that.
Well, I think you get the positivity, don't you, Dr.
Yep.
Joe, of having exercise. You get all the feel-good hormones released as well and probably feel good about yourself by improving.
All of those things do factor in. I think for the listeners, whenever you're reading medical studies and you read about these percentage improvements, you always have to just not be questioning, but always just sort of say, look, I wonder how they worked it out. So I think it's very relevant, but the headline figures sometimes overstate things. But, you know, it's about 25% improvement in physical well-being and a 26% improvement in their emotional well-being. So, and whether it was 23 or 28%, I don't think we're going to get too excited. But the overarching message, and this is built on previous work, is that humans are social beings. We know exercise is good, but we also know that connection is good. So if these people are working out together, then they're probably chatting as well. Now, immediately, the exercise purists will say, well, you know, if you're talking, you're not exercising hard enough. The group that did the exercise by themselves often actually worked out harder in terms of their physical outlay, but they didn't quite get as good a result. And what it says is that it's helpful for people to be with other people. Now, we have this connected online world through, you know, social media, through the internet. In some respects, the world has never been smaller, but people can be very isolated.
Yeah.
And getting out and being physically in the same room with people at the same time, and particularly people who you have something in common with. So this is a group of students who are all going towards the same sort of exams. They immediately have a common bond. Just to be able to chat about other things or chat about what's on their mind, we know those sort of connections and that ability just to talk to other people and be in the presence of other people is very, very important in this world where, yes, we've never been more connected, but in other respects, we've never been more isolated.
That's a fascinating outcome. I love the fact that anyone who's seen some sort of boot camp members trying to work out together, they can barely speak at all, let's be honest, because they're getting a flogging from their personal trainer, etc. But there'd be some beforehand banter and certainly some after banter once the workout finishes and you're toweling down. And interestingly, you said some of the individuals doing their own workouts probably worked out harder but didn't get the same kind of results. So we are little social critters, and it comes down to the fact that we talk about it quite often, don't we? Exercise kind of confirms it's a great thing to do regularly.
Very much so. And the other things about a group, I suppose, is that it sort of can be a little bit motivating. And
yes,
you know, people who do group classes, whether it's Zumba or yoga, or people who ride their bikes, you often see, particularly on a Saturday or Sunday morning, groups of bike riders, they'll go out riding their bike, and then they'll finish up at a cafe. And yeah, we've had a bit of a bike ride, we've seen some of the scenery, you know, we'll now sit and have a cup of coffee.
We regale each other with how magnificent we were up the big hill. Yes.
Yeah, or if you, you know, for gymnasiums that are in, particularly in shopping centres, you often find that after a group class is finished, they're all down at the local cafe. Now, hopefully, not always undoing all the good work by having 3 donuts, but, you know, having a cup of coffee and maybe, you know, a raw bar or, you know, something to eat is fine. But it's essentially says, and when I wrote my book on do-it-yourself health some years ago, I spoke about the different aspects of health. And one of the aspects of health that doesn't get a lot of mention is relationships. And it's interesting, when you talk to people who've had cancer, a lot of people who've been diagnosed with cancer often reflect and say, look, one of the problems in my life, and I'm not in any way saying this is the cause of it, but you hear these stories very, very often. People talk about toxic relationships and how they feel that that's been a contributing factor to them, you know, becoming unwell. And it's certainly not the only factor, and it's not a direct cause. But, you know, I think most people like being with people that they get on with. Most of us like to chat. Most of us like to share experiences. You know, it's like the watching of a sunset. It's nice to watch a sunset, but it's never quite the same as if you're able to share it with somebody else.
Yeah.
So we are, you know, we are social creatures. That's the nature of being human. And, you know, unfortunately in this current sort of world, everybody's a little bit sort of almost too scared to spend time with other people if you get, you know, accused of something. So we need to reinvent the idea that it's actually okay to spend time and chat and laugh with other people.
Well, look, we're here to motivate you to live better. That's part of the mantra here across this portion of the day at Talking Lifestyle. Great that you exercise. Great that you go to work out. It seems we might be leaning on our listeners to do something at least once a week or two as a kind of a group activity if you're exercising. It'd be a win-win.
And if you can find a group of friends, if you're in an office, you can get a group together and maybe go for a walk at lunchtime. I think the key message out of this is twofold, and you've touched on it, is just doing it regularly.
Mm.
And you don't, you know, it's fine to raise a sweat, but you don't have to really wipe yourself out. There might be a time to really work out hard, but there's also a time to go for a gentle bike ride, maybe with your kids or with your friends, or go for a walk around the park, throw a frisbee, you know, join a group class, do some yoga, anything like that. And, you know, do it with some friends. The other thing is sometimes by joining a group class, it can also be a way of meeting new people who are there doing it with you. So I think those social aspects of health are important, as are, of course, you know, the physical benefits and aspects of, you know, doing some regular physical activity.
It is always fun to mock us weekend warriors in our lycra, but have you seen the outfits they wear in Zumba? I mean, I rest my case.
I must say, I haven't quite ventured to Zumba, but I could well imagine. I think it would be like your opening little jingle there with the active wear. So,
I've seen your picture in a frame at the local Zumba class, member of the month, Costa Rich, Jay. Yeah, fantastic. Your website, of course, fabulous, drjoe.net.au. Have a look for your book too. Might be able to order that back again in time for Christmas, and always your vital tips and tools there to be discussed. Great food for thought. Thanks, Dr. Joe.
Thanks, Ed.
You keep on dancing, my friend.